6 minutes past 7, Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Nikita Hand, the woman who won a civil case against Conor McGregor, which found that she had been raped by the former MMA fighter in a hotel in Dublin in December 2018, is pictured on the front of most of today's papers. Conor McGregor also features in a number of pictures after his lawyers told the Court of Appeal yesterday that they would be withdrawing a claim alleging that Ms. Hand was assaulted by her then boyfriend on the same day that she met Conor McGregor. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, which all lead with this story, quote remarks made by Nikita Hand's senior counsel John Gordon, saying that his client had answered the so-called fresh evidence by saying that it was all lies, which he said had now been conceded. Mr. Gordon also said that his client was owed an apology and that the matter should now be referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions for perjury. The Irish Times gives front page coverage to yesterday's arrest of George Gibney in Florida on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. The former Irish national swimming coach, who is now in his 70s, is expected to face more than 50 charges of historical sexual abuse. Gardaí reopened their investigation into the former swimming coach after a number of people made allegations against him on a BBC podcast 5 years ago. For its lead story, the Times reports on the row between the coalition partners over college fees. Yesterday's arrest of four men in Cork in connection with the seizure of drugs valued at more than €31 million generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. Two of the men were Scottish, one was English and one was German, and it's thought that the drugs were to be brought to Scotland by ferry and were to be distributed and sold across Britain. Days of cheap food over as costs rise, shoppers warned. That's the headline over Charlie Weston's lead story in today's Irish Independent, and that warning was issued by the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. A row over the proposal to locate a new surgical hub for the northwest of the country in Sligo instead of Donegal generates Sarah McGuinness's lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. And for the second day running, the Irish News builds its lead story around a new book written by Eugene Reavy, whose three brothers were killed by a notorious loyalist gang in Armagh in 1976. In his book, The Killing of the Reavy Brothers, British Murder and Cover-Up in Northern Ireland, he claims that more than two-thirds of the Glenan gang were members of the RUC, UDOR or Territorial Army. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the appearance in court today of a 28-year-old man charged with the murder of 27-year-old Sarah Montgomery in County Down on Saturday. And finally, the Belfast Telegraph and Independent give coverage to a new radio documentary about three newborn babies who were abandoned separately in different parts of the country and left without any clue to their identity back in the 1960s. The three siblings, Helen Ward, John Dowling and David McBride, were reunited for the first time during the ITV series Long Lost Family in 2020. Their birth mother had an affair over the course of almost 40 years with their father, a married man who had 14 other children. Both lived in Dublin and both are now deceased. The Phone Box Babies airs tonight on RTE Radio.